Raising a glass. Darren Greenwell of Sto looks at some of the reasons why glazed exteriors remain incredibly popular, with architects continuing to create impressive modern facades in combination with other materials. Over 100 years ago, a group of prominent German architects exchanged a series of letters which eventually became known as the glass chain. Among other topics, the letters praised the many creative possibilities which this incredible material offered, but unfortunately the technology of the day prevented the architects from bringing those possibilities to life. Fortunately, those restrictions have now been overcome, and today's architects are free to develop buildings which incorporate the type of glass solutions that have never previously been possible. Glass has typically been used to allow light into our buildings and keep the weather out. Although architects have recognized it as being a highly practical and designer-friendly material which could add new dimensions to a building, its use has always been restricted by the construction methods of the day, and much of its potential has been underexploited. Glass technology has advanced tremendously over recent years, and this has given architects and designers new freedom to explore it as a construction material. The barriers which previously limited the use of glass have been overcome, and it is now rapidly emerging as a versatile, practical and cost-effective material which offers a huge range of possibilities for today's buildings. A colorful approach. One of the most significant attractions of today's glass systems is the tremendous range of color choices that are available. In addition to the more traditional transparent glass options, of which there are many, there is also a huge range of single and multicolored choices now on offer. Both standard raw colors and numerous variations are easily available, with some manufacturers also able to offer bespoke colors to suit individual project requirements. Modern screen and digital printing technologies also give architects and designers the opportunity to unleash their creativity by incorporating logos or bespoke patterns in their glass designs. Surface levels. The creative opportunities of glass expand greatly when the wide variety of color options is combined with the many different surface finishes that are now possible. These offer great possibilities to the architect looking to create a visually striking building that really stands out from the crowd. There are many different finishes to choose from, including matte, engraved, etched and sandblasted variations. As glass is actually perfect for use both internally and externally, the architect's design can flow seamlessly from outside to inside. In complete contrast, today's highly reflective finishes also enable a building to blend with its surroundings by reflecting them, and so becoming visually unobtrusive. This can be particularly beneficial when a new building is being designed for a location where it will be surrounded by older properties. In design terms, glass also combines well with other materials such as brick slips, stone or render, and this can help add visual impact to a building. However, for the best results, it's wise to check that your glass manufacturer can also provide a truly comprehensive solution which allows glass to be integrated with these other types of material in order to create a completely seamless facade solution. Structural emphasis. Despite the fact that glass is an immensely practical construction material, it's important that architects and designers don't think of it merely as a way to clad building elevations, as it can be used as a powerful design element in its own right. The expansive glass facades found on modern buildings are created from individual glass panels, and today those panels can be produced in a virtually unlimited range of sizes, colors and shapes, to suit the specific needs of each individual project. For example, the glass panels can create a smooth, unbroken finish which can be used to unify different areas of a facade. By using a hidden mounting system for the panels, the joints between them will effectively disappear, thus creating large uninterrupted surfaces which allow the building to blend with its surroundings by reflecting large amounts of light and mirroring adjacent buildings. In contrast, the architect may choose to create a glass surface where the joints between the panels are used as an important element of the overall design. Highlighting structural elements in this way can add considerable visual strength to a facade, and using visible joints between panels which run vertically, horizontally, or diagonally enables the architect to create a genuinely unique look for every project. Incorporating LED lighting into these joints is an increasingly popular way to create dramatic contrasts between light and shade which emphasize the structure of the building. The safe choice. Safety is obviously a key requirement for any building material. As a rule, a glass cladding system must be able to withstand both daily wear and tear, and occasional impact damage. It must also satisfy the requirements of the A2S1, D0 standard, and meet various requirements covering such things as toxicity, spread of flame, structural loading and waterproofing. Fortunately, a glass system which satisfies these requirements need not cost any more than a lesser alternative. Glass has been used in our buildings for many centuries and is in fact an excellent choice for a long-term construction material. Today, it is also finding increasing popularity among facilities and estate managers, principally because of the ease with which it can be cleaned and maintained, and the fact that, unlike some other facade finishes, it is extremely resistant to weathering and the effects of the environment. Darren Greenwell is Business Development Manager at Stowe.